13, review of budget versus actual expenses for 2013.
Okay, I'm sorry to bore you with such administrative sort of details, but in your board packet, there's a kind of a very brief summary, and then here's a bit bigger, more detailed breakdown of the budget versus actual. What accounts for the main difference there is in most categories is simply some vacant positions in all of our departments, either positions that have been vacant for a while or have recently become vacant. I mean, we do occasionally fill a position, but just by keeping even. So, I mean, as we go through the detailed list, in the accounting division, we had an accountant leave in the middle of last year. In administration, I mean, we've had approved positions like a HR coordinator that hasn't been filled. IT is up there in executive and support staff. We have an IT coordinator position that's budgeted for but not filled. As far as our other expenses, staff education and hotel and that sort of thing, we budget what we think the most that we're going to need is, and we are pretty good as usual staying under budget when you look at the whole thing. And we're at, you know, $2 million under budget, 76% of what's budgeted. It looks like we're not very good at budgeting. But really, when we work to stay under every single item, then it accumulates to quite a bit of underage at the end of the year.
Erin?
And I agree, and I know how that all works, and so that isn't a criticism. But my question does relate to operation expenditures. I can appreciate salaries and benefits because we didn't have positions filled.
Yep.
But if we're 33% under our operation expenditures, it raises a little bit of a red flag. Are there things that we thought we would do that we didn't do? And or are we over budgeting on what those expenditures are, or are we making an assumption greater than what it really is? I'm trying to figure out, because if you're not spending a third of your budget on operations, which means, you know, the electricity, the water, the janitorial, I need a little bit more explanation.
All right. So which one are you looking at?
I'm just looking at the summary, the operation expenditures. It says for. So was there one thing we thought we would do last fiscal year that we didn't do, like get new carpet? Not that that's what it is, but that's a lot.
We did that.
Pardon me? Yeah, we did that.
We did get some new carpet out there.
So I'm just trying to figure out what we didn't do that we thought we would be doing.
Yeah, can I just ask that in a little different way?
Please.
Based on some history, do we not, when we set this budget, or maybe Marilyn was doing this in the past, do we not take a look at a percentage? The CERL allows us a certain percentage of total assets, and do we not actually just say, well, that's the total number, and now we spread it among all the categories?
I don't think you want that total.
Oh, what's that?
It's a lot higher.
Yeah, that total, the statutory limit is much higher than what we
Oh, it's higher than this.
Yeah. So we didn't do something that we thought we were going to do.
Never mind.
That we did it really well.
Or else we did it very well.
So we haven't paid for it yet.
So then I would have this.
Recording paused.
We really can't. Sure. We're not spending that money.
Right. Well, I do have to. I mean, the bigger items, the $2 million, if you add it up, the most of it's going to be salary and benefits for vacant positions. Now, the 33%.
That's a lot of vacant positions.
Well, yeah, but that'll catch up. We're hiring new.
Right.
I'm more concerned about that operation one right now. And you can get back to me if, you know,
okay.
We're putting you on the spot, and I'm sorry I didn't have a chance to look at this ahead of time or I would have called you, but it just seems to me a third of the budget is a lot of is something big.
Okay.
And maybe I know from, and I've only been on the board a year, when I came on, Marilyn was looking at, you know, do we need a different management company for the building, you know, so there may have been some decisions that were deferred. That's fine. I just
well,
feel like.
I mean, there are a couple construction projects that we haven't been. Oh, we budgeted for that we did the carpeting outside in the common areas, but we also budgeted for carpeting inside.
That we did not do.
But is that paid for as a current period expense, or is that not blended into the lease and stretched out over time?
That one was
the carpet?
Not, yeah, the carpeting was not included in the lease. At that time, Marilyn was thinking she wasn't going to sign a new lease to get a new mm-hmm. linen expense.
So that's a maintenance item?
Well, I guess as we move forward, and I should know this, have we already put the budget together for 2014?
Yes.
And do we get quarterly reports on where we're at on that? So.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Well, then let's just monitor. I'll be a little bit more hyper-vigilant on the issue and where we're at.
Part of the thing is that the budget is set up with expectations, obviously, that we may do something or expand something, buy something, upgrade software, computer, whatever. And particularly with the personnel expectations that we're going to fit.
Not concerned about personnel.
And everything. So, I mean, it could be we could be a little bit closer, but I think this is kind of an unusual year sort of situation as far as various things that we were expecting to do that we haven't done yet that we're going to talk about doing this afternoon. So
okay.
I think it's more of a timing issue than a missed so budgeting
issue. What committee is meeting this afternoon?
The
building.
It's building.
Oh, okay, great. All right.
Okay, so the operation, so the 67%, that underage is only $644,000. The biggest single item under that was the underage for board elections. So we budget for board elections, and
there weren't any last year.
Need them? Are we?
Nobody. There wasn't. Weren't contested
that's
elections
great.
Last year.
That's great. So that's helpful to know. Thank you. How much do we budget for board elections? 79,000. Well, that's still a portion. That's not a big portion of 600,000.
It looks to me like written communications is the biggest variance, just skimming down it, at 101,000.
Oh, there you go. Yes.
Hmm. Well, professional services, too.
Well, you've got a whole category versus one.
I think the written communications, that was budgeted thinking that we may have had to contract out for our publications and things that went out, but we were able to hire
keep them inside.
Person back. So. Okay. Thank you.
Who needs to charge more?
item.